tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I
want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
What a wonderful way to start off the new year with Aunt Jewel's bedtime story.
I agree. And it's a time for when it's a happy new year, it is a new beginning. A new beginning for 2013.
Oh, my goodness.
And Starfish, I know that the boys and girls out there can be able to spell that, and they can be able to say it. It's like 1, 2, 3. And this time, it's 2013. 2013. A time to start all over again.
Wow. And to continue growing from what you've already accomplished.
Exactly, because one of the things that we have to thank Jewel for coming back and joining us in 2013. We're so thrilled that you're with Aunt Jewel's and, of course, Starfish with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Souls.
Oh, sorry, Aunt Jewel, we can't quite hear you.
Oh, really? Let me see if I can be able to talk louder.
You think the boys and girls can hear me better now?
100%. And boys and girls, that's an example of improving yourself. Just by what Aunt Jewel did, she's now clearer, louder, and shines so much brighter.
Which means I'll have a lot to share and you'll be able to hear it.
Exactly.
We are so happy, don't you think we are, Starfish, to be able to have them join us for another year, 2013. Going back to class, it'll be 2013, another year. Watching another program, 2013.
Yes, many boys and girls may have started school this past week, but there's also a lot of boys and girls who are starting school tomorrow. They had a long break, spent time with their families, read stories. I know bedtime stories with their families. And now one of my students said that he needs to hurry and finish his homework because he has it all due tomorrow. Oh, no.
All right, because we know that also Kaylin, he went back to school. Real excited about going there. And a lot of you boys and girls are going back to college, going back to your place that you started from, because maybe you went to visit your relatives during this holiday season. But we're so glad that you're joining us again. And it's always nice to have our friends that are old acquaintances as well as new friends. And Starfish definitely knows that because Starfish has new acquaintances all the time when she's out in the ocean.
Exactly. I meet new friends every day. And one thing about when you're meeting new friends, it's important to be yourself because they don't know, when they first meet you, they don't know anything about you. So it's important to share all your experiences and your own personal character so they can really get to know you.
Right, and that's why the topic today is New Beginning, because that's real important, to be able to feel comfortable about yourself and to be able to learn new things and share with other people. And sometimes you might find yourself in situations that you never thought before. And that's why it's so important to know yourself and be with people that are familiar and comfortable to you and understand them. That is the reason that you come to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, because it's a family tradition. It's something that you can do with everyone. And having your parents there, or a nana, or a grandpa, or your aunts and uncles, your sisters and your brothers and babysitters, and just people who just care. Something that's familiar, and something also to be able to discover and see how you can be. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Of course, this means things that are traditional. And one of the things that Starfish knows so dearly is being able to have a routine and a schedule. And that means getting those kids back in so we can start our day.
Yes, boys and girls, 2013, we still have a routine. You probably know your routine by heart. Boys and girls, here is the bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now when I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your that off your list?
With PJs on, I brush my teeth, now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I said my prayers with PJs on, I brush my teeth, now can I sleep?
And girls, I know it's been a while, and you probably had a slightly different routine because it was your vacation. But now we need to make that routine nice and tight.
Right. Sometimes when you've done something for so long, you think, oh, I don't need to be reminded. But we were gone, just like what you said, for some people, just a week or 2 weeks, and some even a whole month, especially if you're in college. So now it is important to be able to follow that, because it reminds you that this is something that you're going to do all the time. And, of course, we know that we have to bring the kids back inside because Starfish in California, where I am now, it's still daylight. And we're still playing outside.
It's nighttime over here.
It's nighttime there? It's evening time there?
Exactly.
Well, I think you better call the kids in from California and from other places to bring them in so they can get ready and prepared because they're so full of energy.
They are always playing outside. Sometimes it takes a while because I would want to play outside too. But eventually they come right back in. Let's get those boys and girls. Boys and girls, come on in. Come on, boys and girls. I know you want to play outside, and I know this is the last day before school, but you can play next weekend. Come on, boys and girls, we need to start our bedtime routine. Come on in, boys and girls. Let's go, boys and girls. We need to start our dinner. All right, they're all in, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, good. And that is so important because we can't start without them. We have to have them here.
We certainly do.
So, boys and girls, do you have your favorite PJs? Did you get your slippers? And do you have that toothbrush? And you're going to be getting ready for a bathtub. So right now, go march right into the house and go get all the things that you need. Because today is a new beginning. And you know what a new beginning brings about, Starfish?
What does it do?
Well, a new beginning, when you have that, you have a new attitude.
Something like a new pair of shoes?
Well, a little bit with how you feel about something. That's what we're talking about with attitude. You're real happy that it's there, or maybe you can have even a bad attitude that you're not happy that something is happening to you. But it is definitely a way of feeling. And a lot of time, boys and girls, some of you may have even heard your parents even say, I want you to change that attitude.
I've heard that before from other kids.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing with the new beginning is it's a motivation. It's a motivator. What makes you do it? And for some of you, just not too long ago, you were so good because Santa was coming and you wanted to make sure that you were not on the naughty list. So do you know
certainly
what motivation
is? Certainly don't
want
to be on the naughty list.
Right. Do you know what motivation is, Starfish?
Motivation. Does it involve something about moving and pushing someone forward in a positive direction?
Yes, it does. And a lot of people look at going to school is they're motivated because maybe they'll get good grades or maybe they'll get a star.
Wow.
And then the other thing with the new beginning is it's inspiring. It makes you want to do something when something is new. Do you have anything that you would like to add that's been inspirational for you, Starfish?
I want to be very healthy. To make
yes.
sure that I have so much energy during the day to swim all over the world.
That is definitely a really good message because when you do it, it's just like seeing someone in a marathon. It makes you feel like I can do it too. And that's what having a new beginning can be able to do for you. It's an attitude change. It's a motivational beginning. And it is inspiring that it makes other people do the same thing. And those are all the things, boys and girls, that people look forward to when January 1st comes, is they think, I want to do something different. They want to shed their skin. They want to have a new life. And that's what we're going to be talking about, a new beginning.
I'm excited.
Well, so am I. And there's even a poem that we can even state, because I have such a great story that I would like to be able to share to you boys and girls later on. But here's a poem that starts it. It says, and this is from Ducker Morty, and we'll be talking about this a little more, but this is a little poem that he wrote. We say we can, we make a plan, we get right to it, and then we do it.
Wow. Get right to it, and then we do it.
Yes, we do. And I think that in order to start all this, we should play a bathtub song, you think? Do you think the boys and girls need to be motivated to get clean after they came outside?
Of course they do. We can't start off our new year without playing our bathtub song. Here we go, boys and girls. The Bath Time Maestro.
The water is fine, fine, fine. Soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble. I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub every part of me. It's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh. It's my bath time. The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time.
I hope all the boys and girls out there are ready for a real good cleaning. And Make sure that you have those favorite pajamas, and also make sure that your teeth are brushed and you wash behind your ears and you have your water to so many things. But that doesn't faze us one bit, boys and girls, because we know what's on the list and we know how to make it really easy and fun. Starfish certainly knows that.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel.
Right, because she has so many things that you have to do out in the ocean before you can even come and see us. And you do the same thing as all the boys and girls as you put a list down. We know that Asa does that. We know that Tony and Duncan and Kaylin, they all make lists.
I know they do make lists. They are so organized. And it would be impossible to remember everything if you don't make a list.
It certainly will be impossible, and it certainly makes you think that you have so much to do that sometimes just thinking about it makes you tired, or it's so exhausting, and sometimes because of it, you just don't do it because you think it's so many things to do, and you'll never finish. But we are not going to be like that, not for the new year.
Certainly not. It's a new beginning, starting fresh.
And with that, we don't want to hear anything negative. And Starfish, you have so many songs to share with everyone about being new, about changing your attitude, about motivating yourself, about inspiring others. And
yes,
you're going to
be
playing some of
those songs. This is Believe in Yourself by I.J. Cole.
Wow. That is so important.
Believe in yourself. Don't be afraid to try, boys and girls.
You are so right, Starfish. That was great that you offered that song and you shared it with the boys and girls, because it is important that they believe in themselves. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you?
Exactly. It starts right with you in your heart.
It certainly does. And that's one of the things that the new year gives you the opportunity, gives you the chance to be able to share with others and to let them know how you feel and let them know that maybe, you should be able to find other people that might be just like you. So much so that you might even call them your friends.
Exactly.
Well, I have a few stories that I would love to share with the boys and girls. Do you think maybe they're ready for that?
Let me think. Yes, they are ready. They're so ready.
And you know, Saucers, sometimes it's so hard to believe in yourself when you might have a brother or a sister that might say, you know, I don't want you around. Or you might go to school and they're saying, I don't think that you should go. Or you might go to school and or church and they're saying, I don't like what you're wearing. So it's so important to be able to do that so that you can be able to say, I do believe in myself and I can do a lot of different things. There's a story called Jamaica Tagalong, and it's by Juanita Haleo. Starfish, would you like to hear about what happens with Jamaica?
I am so ready. I'm sitting on my bed with my blankie and my favorite PJs and ready to take a trip to Dreamland.
Okay, well, here we go. And this is Jamaica Tagalong. And I know, boys and girls, you out there have brothers and sisters or maybe even cousins or friends that might not want you to go with them, and they call it you're tagging along instead of joining them. Well, let's find out what happens to Jamaica when she is with her brother. Now, Jamaica ran to the kitchen to answer the phone, but her brother got there first. Sounds familiar, boys and girls? It's for me, Otis said. Jamaica stayed and listened to him talk. Sure, Ozzy said, I'll meet you at the court. Uh-oh, doesn't sound like he's going to include his brother, his sister. Ozzy got his basketball from the closet. I'm going to shoot baskets with Buzz. Can I come too, Jamaica said. I don't have anything to do. Ah, Jamaica, call up your own friends. Well, everybody is busy today. I don't want you tagging along. I don't want to tag along, Jamaica said. I just want to play basketball with you and Buzz. You're not old enough. We want to play serious ball. Now, Ozzy dribbled his basketball down the sidewalk, and Jamaica followed at a distance on her bike. Buzz was already at the school court, shooting baskets with Jed and Maurice. She parked her bike by the bushes and crept to the corner of the school building to watch. Boys and girls, it does feel pretty bad when you know that someone is saying that they don't want you to be involved with them. What do you do? Well, let's see what she does. That's not fair, Jamaica thought. Maurice is shorter than I am. Pom, pa-pa-pom, pa-pa-pom, pom-pom. The boys started playing. Ozzy and Jez against Buzz and Maurice. Jamaica sneaked to the edge of the court. Maurice missed the shot, and the ball bounced towards her. Jamaica jumped. I've got the ball, she yelled. Jamaica! Ozzy was so surprised he tripped over Buzz, and they both fell down. Now Jamaica dribbled to the basket and tossed the ball. It whirled around the rim and flew out. Whoa! I almost made it, Jamaica shouted. Can I be on your team, Ozzy? No. And, oh, Jamaica, I told you not to tag along. It's not fair. You let Maurice play. We need two on a team. Why don't you go play on the swings and stay out of the way? I still think it's not fair. Jamaica walked slowly over to the sandlot. She started to swing, but a little boy kept walking in front of her. His mom should keep him out of the way, Jamaica thought. Oof. She looked up and saw a woman pushing a baby back and forth in a stroller. Jamaica sat down in the sand and began to dig. She made a big pile. With the wet sand from underneath, she scooped the sand from the mound to form a wall. Berto, help, said the little boy. He sprinkled dry sand on the wall. Don't, said Jamaica. You just mess it up. Jamaica turned her back. She piled the wet fan high, she made a castle with power. She dug a ditch around the wall to make a turn to see if Bertha was still there. He stood watching. Then he tried to step over the ditch, and his foot smashed the wall. "Stay away from my castle," Jamaica said. "Bertha," the woman pushing the stroller said, "leave this girl alone. Big kids don't like to be bothered by little kids." "Uh-oh, Starfish. Do you do you think something's going on in Jamaica's head right now?"
"I certainly do.
I wonder if she thinks that maybe this sounds familiar." "That's what my brother always says," Jamaica said. She started to repair the castle. Then she thought, "But I don't like my brother to say that. It hurts my feelings. Starfish, I think this is going to be a new beginning, don't you?"
"I do too."
Jamaica smooths the wall. "See, Bertha, like that. You can help me make a bigger castle if you're very careful." Jamaica and Bertha made a giant castle. They put water from the drinking fountain in the moat. "Wow," Ozzy said when the game was over and the other boys went home. "Need some help?" "Can you believe that, Starfish?" "What do you think she should do?"
"I can't wait to hear what's going to happen next."
"And I wonder if the boys and girls, what would they do after their brother or one of their friends said, 'No, you can't play,' and then all of a sudden comes and asks whether they should play. What would you do, boys and girls?" Well, let's see. Jamaica, Bertha, and Ozzy worked together on the castle. Jamaica didn't even mind if Ozzy tagged along. That was a new beginning. Boys and girls, that's something that you could be able to do too. Have a new beginning. And that's what we're talking about. An opportunity to be able to have a new attitude. A different attitude. And the motivation came that when she saw that she was doing the same thing that her brother Ozzy did, that she decided that she would like to change too. And she was very inspiring by inviting the little boy to help play with her. That's something that I think that maybe you might look at. And that's what also the new year brings, 2013, 2013, a different time to be new. Starfish, how are you doing? Oh, boys and girls, how are you doing out there, too? Are you doing having a new beginning? Do you know how your beginning will be? What would you like to do differently if you had the opportunity to start all over again? We say we can. We make a plan, we get right to it, and then we do it.
I like that. We say a plan, get right to it. How does it go on, Jewel?
We say we can, that's the first thing. We make a plan, that's the second thing. We get right to it, and then we do it.
We say we can, we make a plan, we get right to it, and then we do it.
You have it. You have that poem just right.
Come on, boys and girls, join me. We say we can. We make a plan.
Make a plan.
We get right to it, and then we do it.
Yes, yes, that's right, boys and girls. And that's something that you can share when you go to school. That's something you can share when you see your friends. And also something that you can say to your family. I know your mother would be so proud.
They certainly will.
Wow, boys and girls, a new beginning. I think it can be a fun thing, don't you, Starfish?
I think it can be an amazing thing.
She's so right. Because when she sees all the fishes in the ocean, and when she sees the boys and girls that come and visit her, and when she goes out there and the seasons change, and the sand is different, and the tide is different, the moon is different, it's a new beginning.
That's what a new beginning is, boys and girls.
I know that some of you think, I don't like what's going on, and I would like to change, or I'm not satisfied for what I am and how I am, that it's very difficult for me to move on. And Starfish usually has a lot of songs that talk about just that same thing. Changing your mood, changing your attitude, changing your motivation, and inspiring you. So this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network.
You certainly need to always believe in yourself. It's so important. Right, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, it definitely is important. And I want you to be able to share that information with others. And one of the things that we want to do, and that we do very, very well, is make sure that you are ready to go to bed, because you need all the rest for the next day ahead. You've got to energize yourself, but you have to rest your body. And so that's one of the things that Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network, that's one of the things that we do every Sunday. And we're glad again that you're joining us.
Exactly. And it's so important, as we've been talking about this whole entire show, to be yourself. Your ideas, your passion is all about you. That is what makes you. That's why people admire you. People might even want to try to be you. But don't be afraid. Just believe.
Because a lot of times people feel that they are not good enough to be a friend to someone, or they don't feel that they look good enough, or they don't think that they can be able to make the basket, or maybe they may not even get picked for a team. But we want you to know that everyone is beautiful and everyone can be able to do those things, because this is a new beginning. This is a new year. Despite sometimes that it can be a situation where having that can-do attitude of gratitude is extremely important. And I have a story of appreciation, of giving, and overcoming fears and accomplishing goals. I thought I had it, Starfish, but now I've lost it. I'll find it again in a few minutes.
It's all right. But just about when we're talking about being you, everyone is beautiful in their own way. We're going to play our favorite song, Christina Aguilera, Beautiful.
Perfect.
every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful, no matter what.
It is a beautiful song. It is a beautiful song, Starfish. A wonderful, wonderful song. I'm so glad that you're sharing it with the boys and girls. And it is something special for when you have a new beginning. That no matter how you, what you say, what you look like, you're beautiful. And that was something that everyone should definitely look at for 2003.
2013, boys and girls, new beginnings. And you can even start tomorrow. Maybe you're scared the last couple of months to answer a question in school, but have confidence in yourself. You can answer that question, and your teacher is not going to be upset if it's wrong. Maybe your next-door neighbor, your next classmate may not even understand, and they are thankful for you answering that question or asking that question. Just believe in yourself.
Right. A lot of things happened to a lot of boys and girls in the 2012 year. And so this is a great opportunity to be able to have a new beginning and overcome your fears and accomplish a lot of goals that we've already set for the New Year's, and ask your parents to do the same. One of the things that happened is wonderful authors wrote a book called Can-Do Attitude of Gratitude, and it was by Ducker Morton with Esther DeBiller. Now, boys and girls, a lot of children, as well as parents, had to overcome a lot of things, and this was a book that helped a lot of children be able to renew their whole feeling about everything is good. Now, here's the story of a duck named Can-Do and his duck friend, Lilac, too. They care for others, as you'll see, and help their whole community. So if you want to find out how, let's begin the story now. And then the sky turned dark and gray. Was it night or was it day? A storm was coming very soon. The lovely day would soon be ruined. The hurricane, get out! Everyone move! Leave! Well, Mayor Green came out to say, you all had better go away. There's going to be a hurricane and lots of winds and lots of rains. The water could rise in the pond, up to the shore and far beyond. The wind began to blow and blow. The ducks who could begin to go, but others were too old or sick. They couldn't fly or move away. Some ducks wanted to just stay. The storm, they thought, would go away. They talked about it with Can-Do. You know just what to do. He would know just what to do. Can-Do discussed it with Lilac. Now, you remember, boys and girls, that Can-Do is the duck. They knew that they had better act. They got together, ducks and birds, and all together spelled out words. They wrote a warning in the sky. They made these words as they flew by. Hurry up, get away, a hurricane is on the way. The ducks who could flew right away, they would come back another day. As for ducks who couldn't go, Can-Do and Lilac let them know. We'll stay with you through the night. We'll make sure that you're all right. Can-Do and Lilac looked around. A safer place had to be found. Where could they wait out the storm? Where could they stay dry and warm? A squirrel told them about a cave where they could go and all be saved. They told animals of every kind. It would be tight, but they didn't mind. Ducks, lizards, frogs, or bear. They even had a skunk in there. They were feeling rather scared, so they planned and they prepared. Food and water they had to store enough to last 3 days or more. In a bird's nest overhead, a mama put her babes to bed. A storm is coming, said Can-Do. There's room inside the cave for you. We'll be okay, Mama Bird said. I'll keep my babies dry and fed. But this storm is a hurricane with lots of winds and lots of rains. These nests and trees are very strong. The storm will pass before too long. Okay, said Can-Do with a sigh. If you need us, we'll be nearby. To the cave Can-Do hurried, but inside he was worried. He hoped that they would be all right. It would be a long, long night. As soon as Can-Do had got in, he heard the sound of a roaring wind. It kept on raining for a day. The winds made the trees start to sway. That night they heard the wind and rain. It sounded like a mighty train. Then all at once the wind blew strong. They worried something would go wrong. And then they heard a sudden crack. A tree fell down. It was pitch black. And that night more trees fell too. And the wind just blew and blew. The animals were scared all night. They held each other very tight. They read out loud to pass the time. They really loved the books that rhyme. Dr. Seuss, the Can-Do Duck, they had them both. They were in luck. They sang old songs in harmony. They even had a spelling bee. The spelling bee was lots of fun, and she did not sing anyone. When morning came, the storm had passed. Now they could leave the cave at last. Trees were knocked down everywhere. The forest really looked quite bare. As they looked out in the dawn, they saw the leaves were almost gone. There were trees that were uprooted, and the whole pond looked polluted. The pond water was now so high, it seemed like it would touch the sky. The trees and nest had been knocked down. A bird's nest laid there on the ground. The baby birds were still inside, and they just cried and cried and cried. Can Dee and Lilac looked around, but Mama Bird could not be found. The birds felt scared and all alone. The animals had lost their home. Everyone was feeling sad. Things were really, really bad. Lilac whispered to Candu. Candu patted Lilac's wing. I know one important thing. What we can do is just be there and show them all how much we care. Now Candu spoke to the crowd. He spoke clear and loud. We are sisters and brothers. Now we all must help each other. If you're scared, then we'll help you. Just tell us what we can do. Tell us if you're feeling sad, then it will not be so bad. Please repeat these words with me. They'll make you feel better, you will see. We say we can. We make a plan. We get right to it, and then we do it. We'll solve our problems one by one, step by step. We'll get things done. The animals, one and all, said the words from small to tall. They got started right away to find Mama Bird that day. Duck flew and spelled out word by word. Have you seen Mama Bird? Firefighters, police, and the National Guard all were working very hard. They were the heroes of the day, making sure everyone was okay. Neighbors were doing what they could do. They were looking for Mama Bird, too. Everyone was helping out. Let's give them all a great big shout. Just then, a neighbor told Candu, I've got good news for you. The birds you're searching for, okay. I'll take you to her right away. Someone must have carried her to see the veterinarian. Candu had waited for these words. He ran and got the baby bird. Animals were everywhere, a duck, a goose, even a bear. There was a baby squirrel who fell, a turtle who had hurt its shell, a goose who had broken toe, an old frog with a sore elbow. And in a corner in a bed was Mama Bird who bumped her head. Mama Bird was full of joy when she saw her girl and boy. Oh, my babies, how I've missed you. I've been so long since I've seen you. The baby bird kissed their mother, and they all hugged each other. Mama Bird thanked everyone for everything they had done. Mama Bird said, Can do. Now that we have found you, there is something we must do. We have to leave the home we knew. Our pond is full of trees and logs. It isn't good for dogs, for ducks or frogs. We must go. We cannot stay. We have to leave our pond today. The little bird who was feeling glad, now we're feeling sad and mad. We don't want to leave our nest today, one of the birds began to say. Mama Bird gave him a kiss, and she said, Now remember this. A nest is made of grass and sticks. A house is made of wood and bricks. But a home is made of love, you see. Our home is whatever we may be. The storm has ruined our nest today, but thankfully, we'll all be okay. A home can be anywhere, as long as we're with those who care. Now, Mayor Green supplied the trucks for all the animals and ducks. The ducks from close and way beyond said they could come stay at their pond. They found a pond where they could stay, where they could fly and swim and play. But it was hard to be away. They felt so sad every day. They did not even want to play. Would they always feel this way? Now Lilac said to Candu, there must be something to do. conditional, and then he said, we can be happy instead. It's sad to be okay, but let's be happy we're okay. We can be mad at the weather, but let's be glad we're together. There is so much to be done. Let's begin and make it fun. Little by little, day by day, this sadness started to go away. They built new houses and built new nests. They felt at home and not like guests. They missed their pond, sometimes felt sad, but life was good. It wasn't bad. And then slowly, after a while, they made new friends in their new pond. They swam and played in the fields beyond. But the dream remains for some to go back to where they were from, for those who, for whom they wished that wish was true. There was a lot they need to do, so every day those that could flew back to their pond and woods. They helped to build their pond anew. They did whatever they could do. The birds chirped a melody. It helped the work go easily. They worked together, side by side, all of them so filled with pride. One day, some men in tractors came to make the pond again. The same, the pond was filled with dirt and soap. They cleaned it out and they rebuilt. Can do. The duck came to them one day. He said he had something to say. I'm glad to say the time is good to go back to our pond and woods. Some cheered and shouted, hooray, we have waited for this day. The others said, oh, boys and girls, just a minute, what do you think is happening?
I don't know.
What do you think is happening, Starfish?
I don't know.
Yes, what do you think Candu was trying to tell them?
Maybe to continue to push on and motivate yourself?
Yes, I definitely agree. That was one of the things that he was doing. We're having a little technical difficulty, but we will be back to share that with you. And boys and girls, you've got to remember to have that can-do attitude.
Bring that can-do attitude tomorrow and have a fresh start. Here on Blake Rainbow Radio Soul, we love coming into your homes, and we're so thankful that you allow us to. Boys and girls, reading is a wonderful way to come together with your family. And we love for you to be able to take a trip to Dreamland. Now, do you look out? Can you see outside? Look out your window. Do you see it? I see it. That flickering light. Yes, it is what you think it is, a star. And as we all look at the same star shine before us, make a wish. And let us all think of a wish and listen to our dream song, Corinne Bailey Ray, Just Like a Star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. I feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive. from tonight and know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in love talk. Now I understand. Yeah, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
Believe in yourself, boys and girls. Just believe.
Yes, and that's why this story is so important in talking about a new beginning. And I have a few more pages that I would love to be able to finish with you. But you can be able to get this downloaded free by going on www.thecandoduck.com. So again, boys and girls and starfish, do you have your pen and pencil ready?
I do.
Good. It's thecandoduck.com. And it's real important that you listen to this story and share it with others, because it does overcome all kinds of fears and you're able to accomplish your goals. And it was wonderful that Dr. Morty with Esther DeBlinger wrote this book for all the boys and girls and for the parents too. So let's get back to it really quick. And then we'll sign off, because this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we're so thrilled that you joined Starfish and Blake Radio Network. Because, as we said, Kendu came to them one day, and he said he had something to say. I'm glad to say the time is good to go back to our ponds and woods. Some cheered and shouted, out hooray, we have waited for this day. And others said, think you can do, for we've decided to start anew. We're happy here, you see, in our new community, even though we're not so near, this is our new home right here. Hooray, hooray! It doesn't matter where you are or whether you are near or far. What matters most is that you know someone loves you head to toe. If you're happy, that is great. Even if you're out of state, we will visit, we will write, we will make sure you're all right. Now, Kendu hugged them and said goodbye. He joined the others in the sky. We are off to our old pond. That pond of ours were just we're fond. The old pond was now brand new. On the shore, bright flowers grew. The water was as clear as day. The animal began to play. Ducks and geese and frogs and all, they all rejoiced and had a ball. Most of the trees had been knocked down, but a few still stood their ground. Without their leaves, the trees looked bare. The little birds, they didn't care, because at last, now they could rest with Mama Bird in their new nest. Kendu and Lilac looked around. They were back on their old ground. We have made it, said Kendu. We've come back to start anew. We're all at home today, whether here or far away. Mothers, sisters, fathers, brothers, we have cared for one another. Ducks and birds, frogs and men, we have all shown that we can. Then they held each other's wings We have learned important things. When we are all together, we can face any weather, no matter what may come along. We have learned that we are strong. The beginning, the end, or the new beginning. And Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hours with Starfish, we want to thank you so much. And again, you can read this story again about the new beginning on www.thecandoduck.com. And thank you so much for starting anew.
Thank you, boys and girls. Have a great night.
Good night. I think, Starfish, that we have put them all to bed.
Have a wonderful trip to Dreamland, boys and girls. See you soon. Next Sunday at 7:30.
Yes, good night, boys and girls. Can do.